Change, embrace it by faith is today's message. And I'm going to kind of recap last week's message. Last week we talked about change being the only constant in life. There's only one constant in life, and it is change, transition. And we talked about how people are generally change resistant, friend. I'm preaching to myself because I'm very change resistant. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that if you cannot handle change well, you'll not be able to handle life. On the other hand, if you can handle change well, you'll be successful in handling life. Why? Because life, this life that we live on, this earth, is all about change. Change is constantly happening. Change in relationships, you know, change in living arrangements, change in transportation, change in job, you know, so forth and so on. Change in finance. So life is about change. And, you know, when I was preaching last week on change, really I was preaching to myself because I was talking about embracing change. And I received some notification Tuesday morning, the day after I taught at 4:30 on Monday. On Tuesday morning, I went to my mailbox and received a letter. And it had to do with a significant change in my life. And it was tough to embrace because it's now the unknown. There was a certain thing that we did every month at the same time, and it's no longer going to happen. And that's no longer going to happen. So I'm kind of having to step out into the unknown. But you know what? God is in control of that change, of the unknown. And I'm here to tell you today, friend, that if you're stepping into the unknown, if change is occurring in your life, remember this, that God is in control. He is in control of your life, and He's going to help you embrace that change successfully. Is that good news? I'm here to emphasize to you again today, accept change, because something better is on your horizon. Accept change, because something good, something better is on your horizon. Even when it doesn't make sense to your mind and you feel like pulling out your hair, remember this. The change in your life does not take God by surprise. He has got something better in store for you, a miracle, because we serve a good God. Should I say it again? Even when it doesn't make sense to your mind, when you feel like pulling out your hair concerning this change, remember this. That change in your life does not take God by surprise. He has got something better as a result of that change for your life, because we serve a good God. And Jesus says this in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. You've heard it many times, but it bears repeating. Matthew 7, verse 11. He says this, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? If you then, being evil," he's talking to human beings, he's saying, "if you then, having the sin nature, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him?" So friend, you know, the change may be scary in your life, but I'm here to tell you, on the other side of your change is a miracle from God, is a breakthrough, is something awesome from the Almighty God. Is that good news today? So I want to talk for the next few minutes about embracing change through faith. Embracing change through faith. Remember, we talked last week about a major reason why people resist change is what? And I said it just a few minutes ago. One of the major reasons that people resist change is what?
Fear.
Brother just said it, fear. He's scared, fear. That's right. Fear of the unknown. And that fear of the unknown for a lot of people is a tormenting fear. And I'm here to tell you today that tormenting fear does not come from God. It is of the devil. Tormenting fear is a spiritual force that comes from the enemy of our souls, the devil. Because the Word of God says in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind." Is that making sense today? So say it with me. Fear, tormenting fear, does not come from God. It's from the devil. On the other hand, friend, if you are motivated by faith, which comes from God, then on the other side of your faith is a miracle and a deeper revelation of God. So change may be on the horizon in your life. It may be at your front door. Change is happening in some way. I don't know what that is in your life. You know what it is. God knows what it is. If you can embrace that change by faith, On the other side of your step of faith toward that change is a miracle from God, is a deeper revelation of the Almighty God. Now, let's turn to Genesis chapter 22. We're going to read verses 1 through 18. Genesis 22. Remember when God spoke to Abraham in Genesis, earlier in Genesis, he said, Abraham, I am going to make you into a great nation. I am going to bless you. And when God spoke this to Abraham, Abraham was how old? He was 75. And when Abraham had the promised son through whom that great nation would come, how old was Abraham when his son was born, Isaac, the promised son? He was 100. He was close. That's close. So if you take 100 minus 75, Abraham waited for that promised son for how many years? He waited 25 years for the promised son, Isaac, through whom the great nation would come. So you can imagine, right? When Isaac was born, Abraham was excited. Sarah was excited. This promised son, after 25 years, had finally arrived in their lives. Is that making sense? And then change is about to face Abraham. Change is about to face Abraham. Isaac was born in Genesis 21. In Genesis 22, it says this in verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, verse 3 of Genesis 22, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. And the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son, but the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Remember, Abraham waited how long for Isaac? He and Sarah. They waited 25 years. The very son he waited for 25 years was about, God said, I'm going to go ahead and sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. So Abraham was facing what? He was about to face what? In his life. We've been talking about it. He was about to face what? Great change. The possible physical loss of his son being sacrificed on Mount Moriah. He was about to embrace change, right? A possible change. Would you agree with that? The loss of a child physically is a change. Would you agree? But Abraham, in the midst of that, had what? What did he have in God in order to help him embrace that change? Trust and faith in God. Look what he says in Genesis 22, belief. Belief. Genesis 22, verse 5. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham was speaking in what?
Faith.
Speaking in faith. He knew that even if his son was sacrificed, that God had the power to resurrect him, because he said, we'll go over there to worship and then we'll come back to you. So Abraham just knew that he knew on the inside, deep down on the inside, that God Almighty was going to come through for him. He had faith in God, and because he had faith in God that God would not let him down, he was able to embrace this possible change of the loss, the physical loss of his son Isaac. Is that good news? Is that good news? He had faith in God. And on the other side of his faith, because he was able to embrace this possible change by faith in God, on the other side of his faith, being able to accept that change was what? A miracle. What miracle was that, sir?
The ram
caught in by its horns in a thicket. He went over to the ram, sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Isn't that awesome? On the other side of his faith, on the other side of being able to accept this looming change, he found a ram caught by its horns in the thicket. There was a miracle on the other side of his faith. And friend, I'm here to tell you today that if you've got that same faith in God that Abraham did, there will be a ram in the thicket for you, a miracle on the other side of your faith. A miracle on the other side of you being able to embrace that change by faith in God. Is that good news today? Not only did he find the ram caught by its horns in the thicket, he also received a greater revelation of the character of God. What revelation was that? What does it say? Verse 14 of Genesis 22. It says that Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," Jehovah Jireh. He now realized that Yahweh is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. And I'm here to tell you today, not only is there a miracle on the other side of your faith in God, there is also a deeper revelation of God's character on the other side of your faith. On the other side of taking that step and that leap of faith in God. Is that making sense today? Isn't that awesome? And we were ministering at a certain shelter in downtown Tulsa from late 2004 till early 2008. In February of 2008, that door closed. It was a really difficult thing for me to embrace, a really difficult change. We had been ministering there for over 3 years. We were sent a letter saying that door was closing for us. It was a tough change to embrace. But I'm here to tell you today, friend, I embraced that change with faith in God, knowing that God had something greater beyond that change, that God had something greater as I had faith in Him to accept and embrace that change. One door closed and two other doors for ministry opened up. Isn't God good? If God did it for me, He can do it for you. Isn't that great? It says in Hebrews 11:6, what does it say? It says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What is faith? Faith is knowing that you know deep down on the inside that on the other side of being able to embrace that change by faith in God is provision greater than you ever could imagine. Should I say it again? What is faith? Faith in God. Faith in God is knowing that you know deep down on the inside that on the other side of being able to embrace that change by faith in God is provision greater than you could have ever imagined. It takes faith in God to embrace change. Change could be scary. It's scary to step into the unknown. But as you step into the unknown by faith in God, with faith in the Almighty God, there is something awesome on the other side of that step of faith, on the other side of being able to embrace that change by faith in a great big God. The Scottish boy. Let me read you this from the speaker's quote book. The Scottish boy. It says this. Some scientists in Scotland offered a boy a handsome sum of money if he would allow himself to be let down by a rope over a cliff in a precipitous mountain gorge. The boy longed for the money, for he was poor, but when he looked down into the 200-foot chasm, he said no. After further persuasion, he said, "I will go if my father holds the rope." That's faith. He had confidence in his father. He believed in his father. And by an act of the will, he allowed his father to fasten the rope around him and let him down. Friend, that is childlike faith. That's what God is looking for in us, is that childlike, doubtless faith. That even though change is looming on your horizon, God has got your back. He is not going to let you down. He's got an awesome breakthrough on the other side of the unknown in your life. And he did for Abraham as well. Remember, Abraham found the ram, right? Abraham received a greater revelation of God, that God was whom? That God was Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for all of our needs. Not only that, but God also said through the angel in Genesis 22:15, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Isn't that awesome? Great blessing on the horizon for Abraham's life, because in faith he obeyed God. He was about to embrace that change, and God provided for him. Isn't that good? It says in Genesis 22:12, do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your only son. Abraham feared God. He had reverence for God. He had faith in God. He knew that God would not let him down as he was about to embrace this change of possibly having to lose Isaac on the altar. Is God telling you to change careers today? Is there change concerning your career, your job? Is he telling you to transition out of the present church you're in or ministry into another one? Is he telling you to move to another city? Is he telling you to begin a relationship with that certain someone? Don't let your mind play with you, friends. Oh my goodness, if I begin a relationship with a certain somebody, I'm going to have to be vulnerable to them. And what if they mistreat me in that relationship? Friend, you know what? You're letting fear play with your mind and worry. Don't let fear torment your mind. Fear of the unknown, it's not of God. That tormenting fear of the unknown is not of God. God is saying, just step out and begin that relationship. Even though you might be afraid right now, if you step out by faith and embrace a new relationship, there is something awesome in that relationship that you would never have imagined if you just step out in faith and start that relationship. You know? Transitioning out of a certain job. Oh my goodness, you know, I've got all my network built up at the certain place, at the certain job site. If I go to another job, I'm going to have to build up a new network of people that I know. I'm going to have to build a relationship with a new employer, so forth and so on. What if it doesn't go good? What if I lose that job? The what ifs and the should haves, I could haves, and all the fear trying to hit your mind. Fear of the unknown. But God is saying, just step out in faith, embrace the change, because on the other side of your faith, on the other side of you being able to embrace this change of a job change, I've got an awesome miracle for you. And only God knows what that is, but I'm here to tell you today, I encourage you, just step out, because we serve a big God. We serve a God who takes the impossible and makes it possible. Is that good? Maybe God is telling you to switch ministries or to move to another church. Oh my God, it's been taking me so many years to develop relationships, God, at this church. And if I move churches, I'm going to have to start a new network of friendships. Will they reject me? They might reject me. I'm afraid of that, friend. That is fear of the unknown trying to torment your mind. Don't let the devil play with your mind. And God is telling you, step out in faith, embrace the unknown, join this new church, and on the other side of your obedience and your faith, I've got an awesome miracle and breakthrough for you at that ministry, at that church. But it's stepping out, embracing change. Don't let fear of the unknown paralyze you. If you let fear of the unknown paralyze you, fear of change paralyze you, guess what? You'll be stuck in the same place year after year, decade after decade. 20 years down the line, you're going to be like, man, I've been in the same place for 20 years and nothing has changed. I've been in the same place for 40 years and nothing has changed. Could it be that if you get to that point that nothing has changed for you, that maybe nothing did change because you were afraid of change? Afraid of embracing the unknown? But God is saying, just step out into the deep and I've got your back, son. I've got your back, daughter. Amen? Is that good news? You know, big change in my life happened in August of 92. I was in high school that year. And in 92, it was my senior year, trying to decide on which university to attend. I had gotten accepted to four different schools on the East Coast. And through a series of events, God had spoken to my dad and said that Jonathan is to go to Oral Roberts University. Now, I lived in New Jersey at the time. And as soon as I came home that day and God shared it with me, Jonathan, that year to go, God spoke to me and said, year to go to ORU. I was like, it was just like a burden was lifted off my soul. It just felt like the right thing. And was accepted to the university. And the thing that further confirmed that this was God's will for my life was that I was about 20 points short on a college entrance exam from receiving a scholarship. And I called the university up and I said, I'm only 20 points short. Could you still give me the scholarship? They said, no, but if you retake the test in April of 92 and you get the 20 points, we'll give you the scholarship. So in April of 92, I retook the college entrance exam. And I kid you not, I got exactly 20 points. And I received that academic scholarship. And let me tell you something, friend. I was living in New Jersey at the time. I was in high school in New Jersey. And coming out to Oklahoma, going west, was a major change in my life. And, you know, there was the unknown there for me. I had never been to Oklahoma before, had no friends or family in Oklahoma. So I was stepping out into the unknown by faith in God. It was the greatest change I ever embraced, by faith in God. And went to ORU, studied there, got a couple of different degrees over there. And, you know, just built up my network here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and got involved with ministry out here and ministering in the shelters. And, you know, if I didn't accept that change or embrace it back almost 20 years ago, 19 years ago, let's say it's almost 20 years ago, if I didn't accept it back then, I wouldn't be here with you today. I'm so glad I accepted that change. And I remember in the first few months of my being at ORU, where I would just go by myself and just cry because the change was so great and it was so difficult. It was so tough to accept it, to embrace it. But by God's grace, I was able to embrace it, and many, many good things have come out of it. And if I could do it, and if God could do it for me, bring many good things out of a change like that, He can do it for you. What is He looking for? He's looking for faith. It's the thing that pleases God. And if you've got faith, that childlike faith in a big God, Jehovah Jireh, He will honor your faith. Don't fear the unknown, in Jesus' name.